This is Dubai 92 Breakfast
with Harry and Pricey.
2 past 6. Happy Sunday, UAE. Hello.
Hello. How are you feeling?
I feel okay.
Why?
No, so I feel okay.
Our first weekend without the parents.
It was lovely.
Was it nice and quiet?
It was nice. I love them. I love them. I was ended up on the phone to them for like 3 hours anyway, so it was like I was...
As you do. That was going on before they came over as well.
Actually, I didn't tell you what happened yesterday. So me and my cousin never speak. Like the last time I spoke to him was maybe a year ago. Not because we don't dislike each other, which don't really get along. We don't really chat.
Yeah.
I got a missed call from him on Saturday morning. Called him back. I was like, hey, cousin, how you doing? His name's Clinton. He goes, I missed your call. And he goes, oh, I was trying to call my mum and the Bluetooth in the car that accidentally called you.
That's bizarre. Mum, Harry.
I know.
Two different names.
And I was like, so you didn't have anything to talk about? He's like, nope. Like, okay, good to hear from you.
Looks like you won't be speaking to him for another 3 or 4 years until he butt dials you again.
That sucks, eh? I thought, here we go, my family's reaching out to me, this is great.
Honestly, no. Drama just comes into your lounge room.
How are you? You all right?
I'm feeling great.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, especially after the weekend, so you know what happened, right?
Well, it was our first brunch in a long time, but it was our first brunch with our new boss.
Yeah, it was.
AC, which doesn't stand for air conditioning. It's Alan Cameron.
Yeah.
That's the name of our new boss.
Just giving you his full name on the
radio. Oh, you can look him up on LinkedIn. That's how I found him. That's how I still speak to him.
You're like, sorry, I cannot speak to you in person. Just hit me up on my LinkedIn page. Thanks, boss.
So he came along. I thought it was okay.
Well, producer Layla's not here today. Yeah, because I have a funny feeling it might have something to do with what she did to him on the weekend.
What is going on with her?
Oh, she was being very cheeky.
She's gone rogue.
Yeah, she did go rogue.
Okay.
I'll tell you what she did.
All right, I'm going to find out with you after this. How are you feeling today, Pricey, post-brunch?
I'm feeling good, yeah. I had the whole of yesterday to recover, but we did go to a brunch on Friday. It's kind of like what you do when someone new comes to Dubai.
Mm.
It's like almost, not an initiation, but it's just like
hazing.
It's like a, you know, come and enjoy it.
It's like how they would describe a sorority or like a what's the male version of a sorority?
Fraternity.
Fraternity, clearly I wasn't involved with one. Never asked to join the frat.
So our new boss, he's just joined. I think he's been with us. I think he's his third week in. And we thought, okay, let's just get him in. Because otherwise you end up, it doesn't happen. 2 years in, then you're like, oh, we're supposed to have that brunch when you first joined.
Right. Same as how we were promised our boat party. Still waiting for that.
Yeah, 5 years later, we're still waiting. Anyway, so we thought we'd get him over to the brunch. It was really cool. Elisa from Dubai 92 Evenings was hosting it. So it was really nice to watch her doing some work and also like giving us shout outs. And she gave our new boss a shout out as well, like in front of the crowd, which was super cool. Anyway, we were having a grand old time. And then you know when it gets to a point at a brunch and they start bringing out those half watermelons?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the whole bunch of straws. And you're like, oh, gosh, here we go. Anyway, so producer Layla was there as well. And she thought she'd be real funny. So she grabs our new boss's, like our new boss left. He left the table. She grabs his drink and she starts putting soy sauce in it. And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, let's prank the new boss. And I was like, hey, Kate, we can do pranks amongst our team, as in Dubai 92 Breakfast. We prank each other all the time. Yeah. We told you had nits the other day, and it was great. You don't have
nits. Cruel. It's cruel, but yeah.
You're still itching your head. I don't have nits.
Something worse. At least I had an answer.
Producer Layla just took it a little bit too far and started putting soy sauce in there. And then she put a little bit of ginger in there as well, because obviously it was like a sushi kind of plate.
Right.
And then she put his drink back. And I was like, you are testing it, buddy. Like, this guy's new. We don't even know. Like, we haven't even told him about all of our issues yet.
The guy could be allergic to pickled ginger for all we know.
This is like, true as
you got to check those things.
There was nothing tested, nothing asked. Yeah. You know, it was just straight in there. And I was like, oh, gosh, here we go.
Yeah.
Anyway, he sits down and he's like, he's talking away. And he loves to talk. He's like you, Harry. Yeah. He loves chatting.
Loves a chat. Loves a bog down.
So we're just sitting there waiting. And I'm like cringing, going, where is this going to go? How is this going to end? Are we all fired? Anyway, he takes a drink and he's like, tastes a bit weird. And then he just grabs salt, a salt shaker, and salts the drink and then drinks it again. He goes, oh, that's better.
Neutralizes
like,
the
totally,
soy.
Like, totally, like, yeah, just went along with the joke. And I was like, oh, that went really well. Like,
phew, dodged a bullet with that one, yeah.
I definitely dodged the bullet, but producer Layla's not at work today, so I don't know what happened to her yesterday. Maybe she got her marching orders.
Wow.
From the soy sauce and the drink, that old trick.
You know, whenever that happens, a staff member's missing, it's always like, uh-oh. You know, there is one observation out of that story that I've made is the difference between a 23-year-old that lives at home and a couple of 30-year-olds with mortgages to pay.
I know. I was like, what are you doing? Yeah. You can't do that. Yeah. Slapping the soy sauce out of her hand.
She doesn't care if she loses a job. She's at home. We've got to keep ours. We're like, yes, sir. Would you like another drink, sir? Here you go, sir. We were serving him brunch.
I would have been feeding it into his yeah. mouth if he asked me.
Need to know.
Toy Story 4 has an official release date. Oh, doesn't it just make you feel good? Forget about all your adult troubles. Actually get some sleep at night. Stress about money. So I'm getting carried away.
What are you going to eat? Why can't you shift the weight?
You got a friend in me.
Oh, that's right in my ears.
Sorry, mate. I can only sing effectively like two people, Elton John and Randy Newman.
Hey, mate, take it. That's great.
Hasn't worked with girls yet. So what's your skill? I can sing like Randy Newman, okay? Why are you walking away? Why are you walking away?
Funny.
It's going to hit cinemas 21st of June next year. It's been 9 years since Toy Story 3.
I'm happy. Tom Hanks is back in our lives.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Tim Allen?
Happy. Oh, really? So Tim's signed on as well. Yep.
Yep. Apparently, the Toy Story 4 is going to revolve around the romance between Woody and Bo Peep.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
I love a good love story.
Absolutely. John Lasseter, who directed the first two films, the two best in my opinion, is back on board to direct this installment. And Randy Newman is returning for the soundtrack as well. Release date was announced via a Facebook post on the official Toy Story page. So it's all official.
This was only just announced like this morning as well.
Yeah.
So this is hot news. And brand if you're new. A Toy Story fan, as we probably all are, you're going to absolutely love it. I can't wait. So the countdown's on.
Toy Story 3 came out 9 years ago. So we were well into adulthood when that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, because I actually really adore Toy Story. And I remember I went to watch Toy Story 3 during the day with a friend of mine. We were both off work for some reason. So two mid-20-year-old blokes going along watching Toy Story 3 during the day at a cinema.
So good.
It was just all mums and their kids.
Well, I was going to say, was it packed with kids?
It was just all packed with kids.
Could you still concentrate?
I could still concentrate. Not only that, I cried at the end.
Did you really?
Well, the end of Toy Story 3 was very emotional. So I'm sitting
there. You must have been like, this is the last one. This is it. I'm finished.
And the end of Toy, like, it wraps, I'm not going to give it away, but it wraps it up really well. And like you kind of realize, it's almost like the end of your own childhood as well.
It is. It's closing the book on that. Oh, dear.
So they're full of mums and kids. They were fine.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sitting there.
I need to be sitting next to you on the 21st of June 2019 because I feel like the tears are going to be pouring as well for the opening credits.
That's why you would join me, is it?
Just a
cruel reason
like
that.
I need to film it for the show.
Oh, wonderful. It's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, look, we're looking forward to that. So that's good news for you, Sunday.
Toy Story 4, 2019. Mark your calendars.
Just gone 28 minutes past 6. Coming up, going to share a little story with you. I was caught cheating on the weekend.
Were you really? Where was I?
Wasn't caught cheating on my girlfriend, long distance Danny.
Oh, I'm like, why are you saying this on the radio?
Because I'm riddled with guilt, Brycey. I was caught cheating on someone else. Maybe. Another relationship that I have.
Do you have another work wife?
No, I don't have another work wife. Trust me, I can only handle one.
Good.
I'll tell you the details next.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Massive day today. Lost in Space Sunday. It's coming to Netflix the end of this week. The cast are going to join us from 8 o'clock this morning.
They are. I can't wait for that to come out.
Oh, it's going to be so good. Plus, last chance this week as well to get on a flight to London.
Yes, Virgin Atlantic Economy Delight is where we're sending you. Well, how we're sending you.
Mm.
And you'll be off to London to be pampered at a beautiful spa with your best friend.
Lovely.
So
make sure you stay listening this morning. So I already have a personal trainer. Her name's Helen, and she's just across the road here at the gym, so I go after work sometimes.
You love her.
Love her. She's so lovely. She's a really nice woman, really patient, and I have no intention of changing trainers.
Okay.
She's doing a great job. It feels good seeing her. I like her. I'm happy with the situation.
I get all my needs. And everything, I'm happy. I'm content with the relationship I'm in. Is that what you're saying?
I am happy in the in this relationship.
Great. I'm very happy for
with
you.
With the personal trainer.
Yeah.
As you know, Pricey, one of our friends, Hot Jace, is also a personal trainer.
Yes.
He's been bugging me to come along to the gym for him to give me some pointers and that kind of thing. And I've been, asking him as well.
Yes.
How do I use this machine, that kind of thing? I want to get buff, all of that.
And he's fantastic. He's my trainer, and he's like, he just like changes your body.
Totally.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought, well, the more advice, the better. I'm only going to get buffer if I've got two people working on me.
Totally.
Right? So Hot Jace wanted to train me this weekend. So I said, okay, we'll go along to the gym on Friday. I get a free pass. You can come along. No one will be there. Helen, my current trainer, I'm sure she won't be there. I know for a fact she doesn't work on the weekends. Aww. So he can come in and we've got the whole gym to ourselves and he can just run me through a couple of things. So he's there and we were almost having like a consultation in the lobby of the gym.
Yeah.
He's going through this spreadsheet he's made for me, what food I should eat. Then out walks Helen, my current trainer.
Wow. Deceit. She must have felt betrayed.
In broad daylight with someone else.
With another trainer. You were cheating on your trainer.
From her,
yeah.
From what she would have seen, it was like I was just flat out in broad daylight cheating on her.
So this can only go one of two ways. Was it a complete dramatic tears, can't believe you've done this to me, toys out of the pram, or was it a passive aggressive, hey, and then walk away?
The latter.
Don't let him see me cry.
The latter.
Oh.
And I'm so used to saying this in these situations. He's just a... Well, not he, but... She's just a friend. I was like, this is my mate Jace. Luckily, I didn't say Hot Jace. This is my mate Jace. He was just going to train me, that kind of thing. Like, it's nothing. We're not serious. She's like, it's okay, love.
He means nothing to me. You're the one I love.
She walked away. And I was like, I felt like I'd betrayed her. So the whole gym session, I was like, what am I going to do? It was on my mind. So I messaged her yesterday. And I said, are we still on for 12 today? She goes, yep. And I said, by the way, I just wanted to let you know I wasn't cheating on you. Like, no, Joe, you can read the message. By the way, I wasn't cheating on you. He's just a friend. But my phone kept auto-correcting to she. Like I'd written it so many times before. She's just a friend. I'm like, no, it's he. He's just a friend. Like, just keep
things
tapping
have
the
changed.
Phone. Things
just
have changed. 21 minutes away from 7. Harry and Pricey with you this morning.
I can't wait to hear about the treatment you get today at 12 o'clock. I hope it's the cold shoulder. You got to earn her love back.
Pricey Scandal.
So there's this new album on Spotify that's this amazing mix of throwback and current favourite artists, and it's from Elton John.
Okay.
He's announced this new album. It features covers from his most famous songs, but legends, like from kind of current times, are singing it. So
right.
Like Sam Smith's on there, Ed Sheeran, Miley Cyrus, Coldplay, Pink. They've all done songs, cover songs of Elton John songs.
So contemporary artists covering the classics.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah, it's super cool. Even Lady Gaga's on there because you know how they're like besties.
I didn't know that actually.
You didn't know that. Yeah. And Eminem and Elton John are besties.
I knew they were mates,
mm-hmm.
bizarrely, but yeah.
So one of the covers that we were most excited about to hear was Ed Sheeran because he was doing a version of Candle in the Wind, which is like one of my favourite Elton songs, right?
Me too.
Yeah, so you want to have a listen?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
All right,
yeah.
Here it is.
It's Ed Sheeran, yes.
To me, you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would like to know you, but I was just a kid. The candle burned out long before. A legend never did.
Yeah, could be a grower, that one.
Yeah, it's a bit of a, it's kind of got a country feel to it, doesn't it? I mean, I still kind of like Elton's better. But that was Ed Sheeran's, one of his songs, doing it. You don't like it?
No.
You don't like it?
No.
Okay.
That reminds me of, you know, the guy that brings out the guitar to impress the girls at a party?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Oh, no, not our Ed. He would never do that.
No, I know, but I'm not a fan of that.
Well, there's other songs you might love on there, but make sure you check it out because it's pretty cool.
I'm putting you on the spot here, but have you got the list?
I don't have it in front of me, but
okay.
I can get it for you easily.
That's right. I just want to know who does Rocket Man.
Oh.
Imagine Gaga doing Rocket Man. That'd
be
awesome.
We'll find out, yeah. Okay, so Russell Crowe, he honoured his wife, or actually his ex-wife. Her name's Danielle Spencer. They're not married anymore. It was their wedding anniversary, or what would have been their wedding anniversary yesterday. He held what he called a divorce auction, and he sold over 200 items of movie memorabilia.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the auction was called The Art of Divorce, And it was personal items that he had acquired during the 9-year marriage to Danielle.
Okay.
So he sold a lot of stuff. It was during his 54th birthday as well. The auction company Sotheby's, they estimated it would bring in about 10.5 million dirhams, right? It exceeded that. Like, you couldn't, like, it was amazing. One of the highest selling items was the body armor he wore in the, obviously, in Gladiator, the Oscar winning role that he did.
Yeah.
It sold for about 210,000 dirhams.
Wow. It would look, how good would it look behind glass in someone's house? You know,
like,
it'd be so good if you were loaded.
So awesome. But yeah, isn't that, it's such a bit bizarre thing to do. And it's a little bit bitter. To be doing it on your wedding anniversary. Well, what would have been your wedding anniversary?
I was thinking that when you started the story, I was going to say, are they still okay with one another or was it?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like it.
That sounds like he's bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. Russell Crowe selling off all of his items during his 9-year marriage.
That's how the celebs celebrate divorce. We just burn photos because we have nothing of any value.
No, you don't earn anything. You're in debt further.
Oh, I know.
5 in 10.
Sending you and a friend to go and see Avengers Infinity War. It's the premiere screening on the 24th of April, which means you will see it before everybody else.
So good to win these tickets. 5 in 10 is what we're playing. Pricey will give you a topic or a subject. You have to name 5 items from that topic or subject in 10 seconds. Annabelle from Jebel Ali is on to play first. How are you doing?
I am good. How are you?
Good.
Thanks, Annabelle. You ready to play?
Yep.
All right, honey. In 10 seconds, give us 5 words that rhyme with mate.
Ooh. Go.
Crate, bait, late, mate, bait, eight.
8 and bait. Yeah, she did it.
Really?
Yeah.
I swear I heard mate like 3 times.
Yeah, but that was a 6th word. You did it, babe. Well done.
First off the mark.
Thank you.
How good's that?
We made it nice and simple for 7:15 in the morning. Well done, honey. You and a friend off to see Avengers Infinity War, the premiere screening at Vox Cinemas in Mall of the Emirates.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're going to love that. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I love when they do it at Mall of the Emirates too. It seems so big and huge. And
yeah, it is. You can catch all the superheroes together on the biggest screens at Vox Cinemas, Mall of the Emirates with IMAX. In IMAX with laser, you can experience the best.
Amazing. I saw the trailer for it last night. Actually, it looks so good.
Does it look awesome?
Yeah, it looks good.
Can't wait.
So we'll do that again tomorrow if you missed out. This is Dubai 92, you with Harry and Pricey. Keep this number handy, 4009, asking you what you hate on a first date.
Yeah, Kaylee Cuoco, she's from Big Bang Theory. She went on a first date and she kind of admitted in a 5-minute video blog one thing her first date did and she just couldn't get over it. It was not good.
Oh. Oh, you'll hear that. Plus, I have a shocking first date story.
I love your dating stories because they're all hilarious.
4009, what do you hate on a date? If the partner does it or the other party.
Yeah, what's something that you would hate on a first date? Harry, you have multiple examples of what you don't like on first date.
And I'm sure the other party has a lot of examples that they don't like on a first date as well. Luckily, I'm not in the dating pool anymore. I'm with the gorgeous long-distance Danny, who's in New Zealand at the moment. But before then, yeah, I was going on a fair few dates. Ordering really expensive bottles of grape on a first date.
Yeah.
I think they thought that I earned a lot of money or something, or maybe that's the go here in Dubai.
Yeah, that's
I'm not
what
sure.
You do.
It's a lot of loaded guys.
Yeah, you got nailed with that one once.
Got nailed with that one. I think the worst thing for me that was just a complete okay, let's just get through this date and I'm never ever going to see this person again. I was asked to stand up to see how tall I was.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Some girls have a thing about men's height. So she must have been just checking to see how tall you were.
Like imagine if it was the other way around.
Oh. You would be
height,
in a lot of trouble.
Something else, you know.
Yeah. So just run us through it. How did this happen? Did the girl you were on a date with just say, "Can you please stand up? I need to see how tall you are?"
Yeah, I can't quite recall the logistics behind it. I think I was sitting when she arrived and I got up and it was behind the table or something. But it was about maybe an hour into the date and we were just sitting at the bar and we were on stools. So we're at stools on the bar. It's like a Tuesday night. And she goes, look, I really don't want to ask this, but do you mind standing up for me? And I was like, oh, I thought she dropped something. She wants me to find it.
Yeah.
And she goes, I stand up and she goes, okay, yeah, good, good, good. You can sit back down now.
Oh my gosh, you passed the test.
Yeah, and
I'm
so
proud of you.
Thank you. And I was like, what was that about? And she goes, oh, I just wanted to see how tall you were. And you're fine. Yeah, that's great.
That's
and I was like, oh,
so
thank
weird.
Goodness.
Yeah. That is so bizarre.
Like, okay. Yeah. Like, well, what if I just said, oh, can you let out your hair? I want to see how long your hair is.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Bra size. something more important.
I don't even know what that means. We want to know what do you hate on the first date? What's something that's happened to you? We've got Mel from JVC on the phone. How you doing, Mel?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good morning, Mel, honey. What's the one thing you really don't like on a first date?
Talking about ex-girlfriends.
Yes. This is
super awkward.
So, I don't like that either.
This happened?
This happened. And, like, not even just one ex-girlfriend. No, he was talking about all of them. I felt like he was comparing me to all of them. It was super, super rude and super, super awkward.
Oh, no. Let me tell you about Lucy from 92 through to 95.
So, and then did you put a stop to the dating after that?
Yeah, I was trying to be as polite as possible. So it was one of those, like, oh, I have an emergency, I have to go. And he even tried to, like, swoop in, you know, for the hug and the kiss at the end. And I was like, no, not having it. Turned the cheek and just left.
Friend zoned.
Wow.
Mel,
I think that's a good idea. Mm. Usually if someone's talking about their ex, they're probably not over it.
They're probably not over it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mel, and then now you are added to the list as well. Whenever this guy's out dating again, it's like, well, remember Mel, blah, blah, blah. Some poor girl is copping it. He's talking about
you. Yeah, you know, I never even thought of that, but you're probably
Yeah, exactly.
Harry and Pricey podcast.
Dubai 92. Pricey's scandal.
So Lord was torn down by the internet. She posted a pretty distasteful photo on her Instagram. It was a photo of her bathtub being filled up with water and bubbles. And the caption said, I will always love you, the famous Whitney Houston song. As we know, back in 2012, Whitney Houston was found unconscious in her bathtub. So the internet and everybody just went crazy at Lord for posting it. She's since apologised, but Whitney Houston fans are very unforgiving. So she's taken everything down now. But yeah, it wasn't good over the weekend. She was really, really getting it.
I'm all for pretty dark humour, but that's just a bit weird to post if you're famous.
It's a really weird thing, especially for Lord to do something like that. Strange.
Yeah.
Really strange.
Okay.
But she's taken it down now and she's very apologetic. So maybe she just wasn't thinking. Maybe she's just like, oh, didn't even put two together.
Yeah.
Moving over to Tom Holland. So he plays Superman. I didn't realise
that. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. I actually completely forgot that he's British. Because obviously, Peter Parker's American.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, but yeah, he's British and he was on Graham Norton's show. Now, he is actually going to be part of the upcoming Avengers film and he is going to be playing Spider-Man in that, obviously. But he actually told Graham Norton that he has been told so little about the plot, about what's going on with this film. And there's a reason, because he can't keep his mouth shut. So he only gets parts of the scripts because he has a tendency to tell spoilers. Here he is explaining it all.
So can you tell us anything about this film?
You may as well ask me about quantum physics.
But is this true where but are you one of those people they deliberately don't say plot details to?
I am. I definitely am.
But did you let something slip in the past? Why do they think you're going to tell everyone?
I just tell everyone.
Oh.
Those things that I've spoiled. And, I just wasn't allowed to read the script. So I'd be texting people like, hey, are you in this scene with Spider-Man? And they'd be like, no. I'd be like, okay, cool. I'll just cross that one off the list of 40 people. Are you in this scene? So I just basically had to do a lot of background research to figure out
Is it like a superhero WhatsApp group?
I'm not in it.
I have a funny feeling there might be a superhero WhatsApp group that Tom Holland's not part of.
Yeah, that's how I feel in this work as well. There's always WhatsApp groups.
No,
I'm not in them.
No, that actually did happen. We had a Dubai 92 group chat and none of us noticed that you weren't on it for 3 months.
Yeah, remember? And everyone was like, we've sent you a WhatsApp about it. How have you not done it? And I was like, I didn't get a WhatsApp.
Everyone's like, it's on the group, Harry. It's on the group. And you're like, I don't think I'm on the group, and we checked, and you weren't on the group.
And you were getting so well. You were like, you stupid idiot. You don't read your WhatsApps. And I was like, I didn't get it. And then you felt bad when you found out I wasn't on it.
Well, yeah, I felt bad after I was in hysterics for about 2 hours that none of us noticed.
Yeah, laughing about me being a loser.
More scandal in one.
What is that?
It's okay.
Well...
He's with me.
Danger, Will Robinson. So exciting. Lost in Space. It has been reinvigorated and brought back to our screens via Netflix. It premieres around the world this Friday, the 13th. The cast are in town, Toby Stevens and Molly Parker, for Comic-Con.
Yeah, they were here for the Middle East Film and Comic-Con over the weekend, and they were so kind with their time, so generous. They came and chatted with us as well here in the studio.
Yeah, we caught up with them here on the weekend. Toby Stevens, you know, he's in Black Sails. He's Gustav Graves from Die Another Day. Molly Parker plays the Whip in House of Cards as well. These actors are huge.
Yeah, Molly's also been in Dexter as well.
Yeah.
And did you know that Toby Stevens is the son of Maggie Smith, Dame Maggie Smith.
So they're about to be superstars now as Lost in Space kicks off this Friday. And we caught up with them.
Yeah, as soon as they sat down, the first thing we kind of wanted to know was what was their initial reaction to being part of such an iconic franchise?
I'm not sure this is such a good idea, but the script was really engaging, and you know, it's like you're right in the action right away, and it's really at the heart of it is this family.
Yeah, I was surprised when I read it as well how the family were written, that it was a very modern family. It wasn't like the original where it was such an apple pie American squeaky clean family. It was a real family that had its dysfunctions, not kind of depressingly so, but you know, it was just like a normal family. But also that the women were so strong as well, which I found really refreshing. The girls are really strong and punchy and incredibly capable. And Maureen is this matriarchal woman who's running the show. Really.
Did you guys draw upon any of your own families?
Yeah, I mean, we're both parents, and we actually both have boys the age of the boy in the show, Will Robinson. So absolutely, it was, you know, that part's easy.
You could just play mum and dad easily then, just came naturally.
Well, I think the thing that came most naturally was the fact that, you know, it's easy to put yourself into a position where, because they're in peril the whole time. Mm. And that sense of, you know, even when children aren't in peril, you're very protective of them.
Yeah.
So you can put yourself quite easily into that situation of them being, and what you would feel like if it were your own children, you know what I mean?
But I mean, that's the sort of irony of working on the show, is that, I mean, it's such a fun, big, you know, adventure to watch. But for us, I mean, we spend every second trying to save our children from imminent death, you know? So by the end of the day, you're just like, oh, man, I'm exhausted.
Wiped out.
But I have to, like, I can't save another child today.
Gab just joined us. That's our chat with Toby Stevens and Molly Parker. That's what you're hearing. They play the Robinson family, the mum and dad, in Netflix new series Lost in Space. Going to drop at the end of this week.
Yeah, it's going to be releasing on Netflix the full 10 episodes this Friday. So if you don't have any plans, then you do. Now you do.
This is about to be the biggest series in the world. You'll hear more of our chat next, including Pricey's question about what their parents think about them being cast in Lost in Space.
Maggie Smith is his mother.
Yeah. You'll hear it next.
What did your parents say when you guys told them what you'd be doing? Were they really excited for you? Was it their kind of...
I grew up in Canada, and I guess it did play there in syndication, but we didn't see it.
My mum was, pretty appalled, actually. She was like, you're joking me. Because she had no idea what it was, or, you know, that when she found out it was for Netflix, she was like, oh, right, that makes sense, because Netflix is, you know, she understands that. But when I say it was Lost in Space, she was just like,
what are you doing,
what
man?
What are you doing?
I didn't raise my son to be lost anyway.
Like, yeah, exactly. No, I think when she sees it, she'll get it.
She'll understand. Yeah.
We're looking forward to it because it's a lot darker.
I think it is. I think the stakes are high, you know, and I think it's a bit scary and exciting. And you do feel like these people are actually in real danger. But it's not dark in the way of, you know, it's not like a dystopian idea of the future. It's not, yeah. It's not gritty and heavy, because it is a show for families. So what the writers really wanted was to create this like big adventure where you're sort of on the edge of your seat and you don't actually know what's going to happen next to these people.
We live in strange times. I mean, you know, no time is ever kind of normal, but yeah. I mean, it's particularly dark at the moment. And, you know, and also you turn on the TV and there's a lot of dark TV on there. And I think what this does is it treats an audience, like, you know, respectfully in like going, we're going to give you complexity, but we're also going to give you something that's aspirational and at heart positive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we really need that
yeah.
at the moment, you know. And there isn't
and
much
fun.
Family TV
yeah.
around.
You know, fun without yeah, being total escapism.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're so happy that you guys, the matriarch and the patriarch of the Robertson family, and we're so excited to see you guys next week on
yes.
the screens.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Tune in.
I can't wait. I honestly, yeah. that day is cancelled. And it's a Friday, so we're off work, so it's
yeah. going to
be great.
Really
excellent.
Premiering worldwide, April 13, Lost in Space, Molly Parker, Toby Stevens. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Party, parade, or pamper with Virgin Atlantic.
Party, parade, pamper. We are discovering three new ways to fly with Virgin Atlantic at virginatlantic.com. And this week, it's all about Virgin Atlantic Economy Delight. This is amazing. You're going to get priority boarding, priority check-in. You get to pick your own seat and you get extra legroom as well.
How good's that? So you won't be sitting next to a fatty or a screaming baby. It is the best thing in the world. Thank you, Virgin Atlantic.
Yeah, this is when you get to pamper yourself. Let the pampering commence as soon as you get on board with Virgin Atlantic's Economy Delight. And we're going to let the pamper continue, because when we fly you to London with your best friend, friend,
yeah.
you'll stay in a beautiful hotel and you'll also go and have a day spa in London.
Day spa. Just quietly, did our producer Layla enter this competition last week? Because she's not here.
She's in London. Yeah, she's in Man, London.
Seriously, we've got to look over our contracts again.
I know.
We got the raw deal here. this is how it's going to work for you. You can go over and join our producer Layla over there. All you had to do was stay listening to us here at Dubai 92. As soon as you heard the cue to text, kind of like a boarding call, you text in your name and
Pamper
to 4009. We put your name up on our wheel. The cabin crew come in every Thursday. They spin it. If your name comes up, you're off to London, baby.
Super simple. And on your way to Abu Dhabi, Qatar, you are going on the wheel, hun.
Hi, thank you so much.
It's so exciting. You and a friend could be off to be pampered in London with Virgin Atlantic Economy Delight.
Fantastic. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome. You got someone you're going to take along?
Yeah, I think I'll take my husband on.
Ooh,
go take a girlfriend or something. Get pampered.
Well, the hubby can get a nice little mani-pedi as well. Guys love it.
Does your bloke like getting mani-pedis?
I'm not sure about that.
That's a yes. She doesn't want to admit it on the air.
Yeah, she can't. He'd be like, what have you done?
My friends are going to be listening. Hey, well done. Your name's up on the wheel anyway. Okay,
well, thanks so much for the opportunity.
Yeah. You're very welcome. And sit tight by your phone on Thursday, hun, because we could be sending you off to London.
Okay, thanks very much.
Pricey Scandal.
Kate Hudson announced that she's pregnant.
Nice.
She did this on the weekend. It's going to be her third child, and the baby daddy is her boyfriend, Danny Fujikawa. And
I think I've ordered that once. Awesome.
I can tell by the look in your face, you're like, oh, that's too easy.
It's a pretty cool last name, though. Fujikawa.
So she had a gender reveal party on the weekend, and she's going to have a little baby girl, so she's super excited. But mums who have had easy pregnancies probably won't want to hear this, but Kate Hudson actually said her third pregnancy has been the hardest. She said it's the sickest, the most exhausted everything she's ever been.
I thought it got easier for girls.
I did too. I guess maybe as you get older, it might get harder.
You know what I've always wanted to know? So I know this is just off track for a moment, but is having twins easier? Because then that's two kids, one pop.
Oh, yeah. I think any person who doesn't have twins would say that. Anyone that does have twins is like, no.
Okay.
No.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, every mother that I know that has twins, it's difficult.
Right.
Because it's not like they're going to be doing the same thing at the same time. They don't sleep at the same time.
Oh,
so if one's
I was awake, thinking more of the birth.
Oh.
Yeah, like at least it's done one go.
Yeah, I guess. That must be a bit easier, but there's also complications. Maybe.
Of course, yeah.
Higher risk and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah. I thought you meant afterwards.
Anyway. No.
So when you were making the popping noise, you actually meant that bit. Okay. Nicole Scherzinger looks like she's really feeling the effects of being fired from X Factor already because she sold her 4-bedroom house in Hawaii. It was a super quick sale. She really dropped the price by a lot because she's obviously like just trying to get rid of it. Yeah, and apparently she's focused on anchoring herself in London just to make sure she gets some new work because Uncle Simon didn't want to keep her on the judging panel.
And hired Craig David.
Well, Craig David's a contender. Louis Tomlinson's also a contender. And Kylie Minogue.
Love to see Kylie on there, but why'd you knock off Nicole Scherzinger? She's hot. She's great.
Yeah, she's been on there for a while. Maybe it's nice for a bit of a brand refresh, a new team refresh.
I don't know why I'm saying it like I watch it. I've never watched the show once.
I don't care. I only watched it I watched American Idol about 12 years ago when Kelly Clarkson won.
Kelly Clarkson, that was the last
that
one.
That was so good.
Like, imagine if it was a question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or something. They're like, what's the latest Idol contestant? You'd be like, no idea, Kelly Clarkson? Like, no, it's 15 years ago, mate.
Oh, I know who not to call.
Oh, yeah. The Harry and Pricey Podcast. To buy 92.